from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is accusing his rival Hillary Clinton of trying to smear him by calling him a racist. He says Clinton is actually a bigot.
She supports policies on crime that make communities less safe and that make it harder to raise your children in security and in peace.
Trump's comments follow a speech by Hillary Clinton in the western state of Nevada, where she said voters should not be fooled by Trump's efforts to rebrand his campaign. Clinton says Trump's comments make him the first nominee of a major party to stoke and encourage racial hate with many of the controversies.
These are racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology.
Trump said Clinton's speech was aimed at distracting voters from questions about her family foundation and private email use. Afghan police say at least 10 people are dead and more than 37 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on American University in Kabul, which ended on Thursday. The dead include 7 students, 2 police officers, and a security guard. A foreign teacher was also among the injured. More than 700 staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. American swimmer Ryan Lochte on Thursday was charged by Brazilian officials with filing a false robbery report. Video surveillance emerged showing the swimmer getting into a confrontation with armed security guards over alleged vandalism. This is VOA. United Nations officials say Russia has agreed to a 48-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. The United Nations has been pushing for this in the city of some 2 million people, which has major powers backing opposing sides in the 5-year conflict. Stefan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
Those meetings that are taking place outside this office here in Geneva are going to have an impact, certainly, on the way we will be, and I plan to present what are the political initiatives of the UN in order to relaunch the political process.
De Mistura has been trying to bring government and opposition representatives back to the negotiating table this month to revive the shattered ceasefire and end the war. A jury has convicted a Russian man of hacking into U.S. businesses to steal credit card information and orchestrating an international theft scheme that made him millions of dollars. The jury found Roman Selevnev guilty of 38 charges, including wire fraud and hacking. He could face up to 34 years in prison. Selesnev hacked into businesses, mostly pizza restaurants in Washington state, and stole millions of credit card numbers that he sold. The company that oversees the estate of the late music superstar Prince says it will open the singer's home to the public for daily tours beginning in October. Fans will be able to buy tickets online beginning Friday to visit the 6,000 square meter Paisley Park complex in a suburb of his hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The complex doubled as both Prince's home and creative retreat where he composed, recorded, and rehearsed his music. The 57-year-old Prince Rogers Nelson died suddenly at his home in April. An investigation revealed that he accidentally overdosed on a synthetic painkiller called fentanyl. The world's first self-driving taxis are picking up passengers in Singapore. Select members of the public began hailing free rides on Thursday through their smartphones in taxis operated by Newtonomy, an autonomous vehicle software startup. The service is starting small, 6 cars now, growing to a dozen by the end of the year. The ultimate goal, says Newtonomy officials, is to have a fully self-driving taxi fleet in Singapore by 2018. For now, the taxis are only running in a 2.5-square-mile business and residential district, and pickups and drop-offs are limited to specified locations. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.